Chapter 41, Examples of Applying the Turning It Over to the Manager Process. Imagine that you're the owner of a very large corporation, and there are thousands of people who work for you. There are employees who assist in the manufacturing and marketing of your products. There are bookkeepers, accountants, and advisors. There are artists, advertising experts, thousands of people, all working to make your company successful. Now, imagine that you do not personally work with any of these people, but you have a manager who does, and your manager understands them, advises them, and directs them. So, whenever you get an idea about something, you express it to your manager, who says, "I'll take care of that right away." And he does, efficiently, effectively, precisely, just the way you like it. You may be saying to yourself right now, "I'd love to have a manager like that, someone I can count on, someone who'd work on my behalf." And we say to you, you do have a manager who is that and much more. You have a manager who works continually on your behalf, called the law of attraction. And you have only to ask in order for this universal manager to jump to your request. The key to the success of this turning it over to the manager process is to make request with an expectation of the request being fulfilled. It's like asking someone you trust, who has never let you down, to do something, knowing full well that he will get it done. That is the attitude from which you must make your request to the universe. Make your request with the attitude of expecting results. Now, keep in mind, this process works best if your range on the emotional guidance scale is somewhere between number 10 and number 17. In other words, somewhere between frustration down to overwhelmment or disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, discouragement, or if you're feeling anger, number 17. Now, let's apply this process to a neighbor's situation. I used to like this neighborhood, but then some people moved in next door, and they're just awful neighbors. Their dog uses our yard for a bathroom, and they have three or four junker cars parked on the street in front of the house. I'm embarrassed to have people over to visit. I feel blame. I feel discouraged. I feel anger. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. I would like this dog to find another place away from my yard. I would like these junker cars to be moved from this street. I would like to have a good relationship with my neighbors. I would like to be proud to live on this street. Thank you for taking care of these things. And now let's apply it to a home maintenance situation. Our house is costing us a fortune just to keep things working. It wasn't built very well to begin with, and now it's 10 years old and things are constantly breaking down. Every time I turn around, something else needs to be repaired. I feel frustrated. I feel overwhelmed. I feel disappointed. I feel discouraged. But now I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Please find a reasonably priced, talented, versatile repairman. I'd like him to determine which things should be replaced. Please locate those items at very good prices. I want to realize the many advantages of this mature property. I want the past disadvantages of this older property to be eliminated. Thank you for taking care of these things. And now we'll apply it to an adult child situation. I have an adult daughter who is always mad at me. No matter how much time I spend with her, it's never enough. When I am with her, she spends most of our time complaining about how we don't spend enough time together. I'm so busy, and I don't have much time to spend with her, but it's really not fun to be with her because of the way she feels. I feel guilty. I feel angry. I feel disappointed. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Amplify my daughter's best qualities to me. Amplify my best qualities to my daughter. Remind each of us many times each day about what good lives we're living. Orchestrate a really wonderful outing for us to spend together. Take care of some of these details that I've been spending so much time on. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Now we'll apply it to an abundance situation. My husband and I have both had jobs for years, and we've saved some money, not a lot, but enough to live for a year. We had a really great idea for our own business, and we had a friend who had enough money to help us get started. But now, after 2 years, we're still taking money from our savings to live on. and our savings account is going down fast. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. But now I remember I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my requests. Please line up a strong, steady flow of customers for us. Inspire a buzz around the area about our business. Inspire us to perform any appropriate action. Help our friend feel our genuine appreciation for his help. Bring us the staff we need to operate this expanding business. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Now we'll apply it to a loneliness situation. I don't have many friends. Really, I don't even have one really close friend. And it's not much fun going through life alone. I've had friendships in the past, but nothing that really clicked. Seems like people are just looking for what they can get out of me, but then they don't really want to give anything back to me. I feel discouraged. I feel lonely. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Please set up some circumstances where I can meet some nice people. Arrange people who are a match to me to rendezvous with me. I would like them to be interesting, fun, and self-sufficient. I prefer meeting people in a way that feels completely natural and unforced. I would like this to begin happening right away. Thank you for taking care of this. And now let's apply it to the meddling parent situation. I haven't lived at home for over 10 years, but my mother still thinks that she needs to tell me what to do. So I avoid her because I don't like being bossed around. And then she gets mad, and that's even worse. But when we're together, she treats me like I don't know how to live my own life. I feel blame. I feel anger. But now I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Please remind my mother that I am now grown up. Please point out to my mother how very capable I am. Please lovingly soothe any of my mother's discomfort. Guide my mother to other meaningful things she can turn her attention toward. Help my mother know how much I love her. Organize our times together so that we're both feeling great. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. And now we'll apply it to an acting career situation. I've wanted to be an actress since I was a little girl. I took some classes and found out that I'm pretty good at it. I get acting work from time to time, but nothing exciting and nothing that I really want. It's hard. There are so many people applying for the same work that I am that it seems hopeless. Maybe I should just forget about it and go get a real job. I feel disappointed. I feel discouraged. But now, I remember I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Arrange some great auditions for me. Get the word out there that I'm available and that I'm good. Put my resume on the top of the pile for consideration. Line up any trainers who would enhance my evolving talent. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. And now we'll apply it to a financial imbalance situation. I can't get ahead. It seems like things constantly come up, so I have to spend everything I make. And I have a lot of credit card debt, too, so I'm really spending more than I'm making. I try to budget, but everything just costs so much. My wife works, and that helps. But as our kids get older, things cost more for them. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Arrange for an increase in my wages. Arrange for an increase in my wife's wages. Find lower interest credit cards for us. Remind me frequently what a great life I'm living. Instill appreciation in me and my wife for the wonderful things we have. Guide us in some way to the best financial decisions from where we are now. Thank you for taking care of these things. And now let's apply it to a financial security situation. My husband and I have both worked our entire lives. We've always been very careful with our money because we knew that at some point we would want to retire. we managed to accumulate a very nice nest egg. Our son, who works as a stockbroker, said we should let him invest it and that we could really increase our savings for our retirement. So we gave him the money to manage. And now it's all gone. Everything that we've worked for our whole lives. I don't see how we'll ever be able to retire. I feel worried. I feel discouraged. I feel blame. I feel anger. I feel insecurity. I feel fear. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Help us regain our feeling of prosperity. Find a faster way of accumulating value from our existing resources. Point out to us any current advantages that we may have been missing. Let our son know that we're not holding any grudges. Inspire a fresh start attitude in us. That's all for right now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Let's apply it to a travel situation. I feel so limited. I seem to be able to explore or understand only a tiny part of this world. There are so many places I'd like to visit, but I can't get enough time off from work to go very far or to stay long enough to really discover anything. I feel like I'm missing out on so much. I feel bored. I feel disappointed. But now I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Clear a spot in my itinerary for an exploratory vacation. Line up a satisfying route that will satisfy many of my interests for this first trip. See what you can do about getting especially good prices on everything involved. Bring the information to me as you find it, even though the trip is still off a ways. Arrange the financing for this and future trips. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Now we'll apply it to an environmental situation. I'm afraid that we're destroying our planet. The air isn't clean anymore. You can't drink the water. It's poison. Fish are dying. The ice caps are melting. I feel blame. I feel anger. I feel insecurity. I feel fear. But now I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Make sure the planetary utilities are performing properly, that is, Earth in orbit, water movement around the planet, gravitational pull. Restore our water to its former purity. Orchestrate appropriate weather for the Earth's well-being. Show me evidence of Earth's well-being whenever you can. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Now we'll apply it to a government situation. I'm very tired of the inefficiency of governmental bureaucracy. There are so many government requirements that you have to hire people you shouldn't even need just to fill out the bureaucratic forms. You can't even get the bureaucracy on the phone to personally answer a question. I've wasted so much of my time just trying to find out what I'm supposed to do so that I can do it the way they want it the first time. We need a better bureaucratic system. I feel frustration. I feel overwhelmed. I feel blame. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Line up effective employees for government offices. Help our government create user-friendly guidelines and forms. Bring people to me who understand the requirements. Find a way for us to find easy compliance with these requirements. Remind me often of the things that are in my greatest interest that I should give attention to. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. Let's apply it to the government's financial deficit situation. Our government is so inefficient and ineffective. If it needs more money, it just arbitrarily takes it from us. There's no financial accountability. Money is spent so foolishly, and then they complain that there isn't enough for the things that really matter to us. What a mess. I don't know how anyone could ever straighten it out. I feel disappointment. I feel blame. I feel anger. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Guide people in government to fiscal responsibility. Make arrangements so that we can get more for every tax dollar spent. Show me evidence of progress regarding government value and efficiency. Put leaders in place who are focused on making things better. I want to see less partisanship and more sincere interest in issues. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. And finally, we'll apply it to the national pride situation. When I was a kid, I felt so passionate about my country. I was thrilled when I heard patriotic songs, and I loved to hear stories of things that happened to us as our nation was forming and we were evolving. But I don't feel patriotic anymore. I guess I know too much now. I don't feel good about decisions my government is making. I feel disappointment. I feel blame. I feel anger. But now, I remember that I have this capable, effective, willing, universal manager who works expressly for me. So I ask for the following, doing my best to remember that this manager is really, really good and will be able to effectively satisfy my request. Inspire the next generation of leaders and get them ready. Amplify the intentions of the citizens of this nation so that the leaders can hear them. Put leaders in place who are responsive to the desires of those they serve. Show me things that inspire my pride in my nation. Line up compelling information for our leaders to consider. Remind our leaders that they are responsible to us. That's all for now. Thanks for taking care of these things. When you first play this game, you may find yourself challenging your own request by doubting that your wishes will be carried out by your manager. And, of course, if your doubt is more dominant than your desire, you will be right, and you will see no evidence of your intentions being satisfied. If you'll continue to play the game, getting into the spirit of delegating to this universal manager, your doubts will fade, your expectation will increase, and you will get evidence that will confirm the power of your own mind. It is an exciting day when you come into conscious awareness of the amazing power of your intentions. We cannot begin to describe to you the resources that you have at your fingertips. Those that defy description are standing in readiness to assist you. You have only to find a way to access those resources, and the turning it over to the manager process is just the tool to help you do that. Over time, this process will change your perception of your life, and when your perception of your life changes, your life will change.